Now on Sports Day.
Lloydie's top seven for Kia. Meet your muse with the all-new Kia Sportage.
You get so many people in the industry talking this segment, and a lot of them get upset that they're not included in lists. We'll leave it there. What have you got for us tonight, Lloydie?
I might do my top seven apologies list sometime soon. So.
Oh, that was a few. I really want that list.
There's a
That's
few
a good one.
That I could apologise to or are not happy. But in praise of Leon Cameron and his coaching career, the best two-sided players seen in the game, because Leon was just a freak at left and right foot over long range.
Okay? Ambidextrous, wasn't he?
Ambidextrous. So at number seven, I've got Andrew Jarman of the Adelaide Crows.
So what time period have we got last?
In my time of watching him play
so
in the
30,
game.
40 years.
30, 40 like years, yep. Andrew Jarman. Apologies to some I've missed, because there'd be some guns I missed. I've got number six, Chris Grant. I loved what he could do left and right.
Great
and
one.
I reckon he hurt us on his left foot too. Have us lose that game in the year 2000. Number five, our guest on Footy Classified tonight, Sam Mitchell.
Oh.
I think that, he learnt as a kid. I think the coach had a go at him and said, use your preferred foot, and he was. And he was so embarrassed, he started using the other side, because the coach had a go at him about his kicking and said, use your preferred foot. He was. But he was so embarrassed, he turned to his left foot, because the coach thought he was a left footer, but he was a right footer. At number four, Akermanis. How good was he?
Gee, I can't believe you got three better. He was my number one.
Well, I've gone with Leon. Leon, because I loved how long Leon could kick the ball. Like, he'd kick goals from outside 50 on either side of the body, which I'd never seen before.
Mm.
This was a toss-up between one and two, but at two, I've got Darren Jarman. I grew up just in that era, just loving watching him hit Dunstall, Pritchard, all these Buchanan, all these players, so love them. And at number one, I've got Dancing Dougie.
Oh, wow.
Dougie Hawkins. Just watching him in those conditions at the Witten Oval, not tough, and left and right. It's just exquisite watching Doug through the 80s and 90s. So, and I left that. I played a state
Any
game.
Any apologies?
I played a state game, and I'd had trouble with the Wakelands, who used to stand out in front of me. Yep. And some of the passes I was getting left and right from Gary Hocking was phenomenal, some of the passes that he could hit me with. So, still side bottom. I love what he does. David Mundy, Nicky Winmar. So some very good players that missed out, Sam.
Yep, some very good players. Well, two things to tell you about that. One is that Aka won't be happy that he was listed at three. I'll be expecting a text message before you get to Classified. And the other bit of news, there's a late out with Classified.
Who?
Caro's out.
Who's in?
I'm in.
I'm happy with that.
Okay. Yeah, don't tell Caro that. And we're on live tonight.
9 o'clock with Sam Mitchell.
9 o'clock on nine. Footy Classified coming up. Thanks for joining us, Lloydie.
Thanks, Sam. Enjoyed it.
I think Jimmy's back in the studio today. Lawrence, tomorrow, is he? I've got a lot to ask Jimmy. Join us tomorrow on Sports Day.